Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. But come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded out the far from home.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Jez from Australia, Jez, thanks so much for supporting the show in the way you did. And as you know, Jim and I have plenty of music to discuss, plenty of music to bring to the desert island. Give us a hint, Jim, of what you want to bring to the Desert Island Jukebox today.
I'm going to play a track by a band, Greg, that if it doesn't conjure up a conga line in your head, I'll eat my hat.
That sounds very intriguing, Jim. I can't wait to hear what you got. We're going to hear about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. We are back, Jim. Okay, I'm finished holding my breath. Tell us what you got.
Well, you've seen the Fleshtones, right?
Of course, yeah.
Fantastic band. Fleshtones have been on my mind because we recently reviewed the new album From the Hives, and I noted that together with the Fleshtones, the Hives are one of the bands that really understood that mix of complete garage grunge and Motown soul, mm-hmm. Right? They were a dance band, the Fleshtones, so were the Hives. So are the Hives. Every single Fleshtone show I ever saw, wound up at its climax with Peter Zaremba, the lead singer, leading a conga line through the club, sometimes out the door, mm-hmm. Right? While the band is playing, while they're some of them carrying instruments, and it was always a celebratory dance party. Fleshtones came together in Queens, New York, in 1976. So they were actually playing the stage at CBGB when some of those great first-generation punk bands were active. Keith Strang, the guitarist, John Marek, Bukulski, the bassist, first put the band together based on their love of Nuggets music, 60s garage rock, soon tapped a neighborhood pal, Peter Zaremba, to be the singer. Zaremba, man, one of the great masters of maracas of all time, of harmonica, of vocals, of course, obviously, and a great dancer. Fleshtones, over the course of their career, Greg, never really have disappeared. 19 albums since 1978,
wow.
Right? But they were primarily a live band, a party band, a fantastic band. Nevertheless, I've always had a special place in my heart for the Hexbreaker album. I think it was number 3 in their careers on IRS. It's the one that should have broken them. Number 1 because the songs on it are just fantastic. All originals except one cover of a great blues song that's fantastic. You know, I always loved it because I had inherited from a band that I was in that then fell apart and left all of its gear in my basement. I had inherited a Farfisa Fast 5 organ, the cheapest of the Farfisa line, mm-hmm. Right? You know, and it only did one thing. But it was the greatest sound in the history of, like, organ, right? You know, I've tried to get you to play it. I never succeeded. You actually know how to play keyboards. All I can do is... Right? And it's on the cover. The whole band is huddled around on the cover of Hexbreaker, this fantastic Farfisa. You know, and they had a manifesto because they were getting guff from the beginning when all of these bands at CB's, you know, the Ramones, but especially Television, Patti Smith, Talking Heads, were seeming to reinvent the wheel and do very new things with rock and roll. The Fleshtones were hearkening back to 66, mm-hmm. right? And those initial garage bands. They declared on this album, the theme of this album is new, all caps, because after all, it's the Fleshtones' new album, right? A lot of things have been said about the Fleshtones. We think you'll agree their new hex-breaking record renders all praise superfluous. Right? They always had that New York bravado. I love the song Screamin' Skull, which it isn't actually based on a 60s horror movie, but it should be.
Right? Yeah, right. You know,
it starts with that creepy organ. It's got that Halloween vibe. I'm shocked we've never played this on any of our Halloween specials. A great, great song, but every song on the album is just fantastic. I love it. So not just a great live band, and this ain't streaming anywhere. It's really hard to find Hexbreaker out there.
It's a shame.
Because IRS, Zaremba went on to be the host on the short-lived IRS TV show on MTV, The Cutting Edge, mm-hmm. which preceded like 120 minutes as like the hip new wave showcase. And, they're still out there, still making great records, still making fantastic shows, recording the last five or six, I think, for Yep Rock,
mm-hmm.
cool indie label. Anyway, Screamin' Skull by the Fleshtones. Ah, the Fleshtones, Screamin' Skull. Do you ever get caught up in one of those conga lines?
Yeah, actually, I was.
You mentioned that. The entire club would.
They used to come through Chicago a lot in the 80s, and they were always fun. I loved bands that made you want to dance, people would be dancing at the Fleshtones shows. That is it for this bonus episode, but if you've got thoughts on it, give us a call. Start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.